From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. A U.S.-backed operation by Somali Special Forces has freed 32 children who were kidnapped by the militant group Al-Shabaab. The Somali Information Minister said Friday that Somali forces rescued the children from a school in the Middle Shabelle region. A local resident told VOA that soldiers transported by helicopters raided the school overnight, where the militants were training the children to become fighters. There's been no comment from the U.S. military, but the use of helicopters in the raid indicates U.S. involvement. African ambassadors at the United Nations have met with Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., about reports that President Donald Trump used profanity in referring to African nations. Equatorial Guinea's U.N. ambassador and head of the U.N.'s 54-nation Africa group said that Haley regretted the fallout from the comments. Last week, the Africa group said in a statement that Trump's remarks were, quote, outrageous, racist, and xenophobic. The group demanded an apology and a retraction. President Trump denies using any specific vulgarity, but said the talk in the room was tough. U.S. senators adjourned late Thursday without voting on a bill to fund the government beyond Friday night. The Senate has resumed debate today at this hour on a bill passed by the House late Thursday, with only hours to go before the deadline. Pope Francis has accused victims of a pedophile priest in Chile of slandering a bishop they say protected the perpetrator. The Pope's remarks undermined his efforts to rehabilitate the church's reputation. This is VOA. The seasonal flu is now widespread across the continental United States and causing severe illness and rising numbers of hospitalizations. VOA's Steve Miller has more.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced that this year's outbreak of flu appears to be peaking, but hospitals are still struggling to keep up with the flow of patients. In the western state of California, some hospitals have set up what they are calling disaster tents to shelter flu patients while they wait to see a doctor. While Dr. Adrian Cotton still recommends getting the flu vaccine, even though it's only 10 to 30% effective, he says the most important thing to do is
wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands. It really is the most important thing.
Steve Miller, VOA News.
Turkish artillery shelled Syria's Afrin region from across the border on Friday. On Thursday, Turkey dispatched its military chief to Moscow to seek approval for an air campaign in the Kurdish-controlled region. Turkey has been ratcheting up its threats to take military action. This is in response to U.S. plans to support setting up a force to guard areas held by Kurdish-led fighters. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says he hopes to visit the new U.S. embassy in London a week after President Trump refused to attend its opening. Tillerson will be in London Sunday at the start of an 8-day trip across Europe. A State Department spokesperson said no formal ribbon cutting has been planned. Tillerson also plans to meet with British leaders and discuss issues of mutual concern. And U.S. Vice President Mike Pence leaves today on a trip, this time to the Middle East. He's the first senior administration official to visit the region since U.S. the president announced his decision to acknowledge Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. That's a move that's been widely criticized by many world leaders. Pence's 4-day trip begins with stops in Egypt and Jordan before continuing to Israel. He is not expected to meet with Palestinian leaders. U.S. authorities in New Mexico are investigating a helicopter crash which killed senior Zimbabwe opposition leader Roy Bennett, his wife, and 3 others. The 60-year-old Bennett was an activist for causes helping the poor and a fierce opponent of longtime President Robert Mugabe. It is unclear what Bennett was doing in New Mexico. And a driver plowed into the crowded boardwalk along Copacabana Beach in Rio de Janeiro on Thursday evening, injuring at least 15 people. More news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.